I'm Marissa Torres, WRPR News. People can associate many things with the word college: studying, work, parties, and of course, little to no sleep. Students wish that they could sleep more and don't usually feel rested when they wake up in the morning. Junior Jessica Roth, who usually gets 5.5 hours of sleep each night, loses out on sleep because there's not enough time in the day to do the things that she's interested in.
I'm in student government, which is about 2 to 3 meetings a week, and I'm a peer facilitator, which means that every day at least I'm talking to someone about something that's going on.
Studies show that the best time of the night to get sleep is between 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. If students aren't going to sleep until 2, 3 a.m., then even though they are getting sleep, they are not getting the best sleep that they can. Health officials also say that people our age should get from 8 to 10 hours of sleep each night. Unfortunately, many students are not able to follow this because of demanding schedules and end up suffering because of it in some way. For example, senior Anthony Siciliano spoke up about how it can affect your social life.
Like, you want to stay out later, hang out with your friends, but then you have to be up early. So it's like burning the candle at both ends, as they call it. So it's pretty disastrous. It's hard to tell my friends no because I like hanging out with them and I'm busy throughout the day. So.
It is very difficult to catch up on sleep or repay a sleep debt. And according to the Harvard Medical School Family Health Guide, as the sleep debt mounts, the health consequences increase, putting us at growing risk for weight gain, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and memory loss. Jessica realizes how important the right amount of sleep is and voices her concern.
I feel sleep deprived, but I feel like I catch up on weekends. It evens out in the long run, but I feel like over the course of the week, I'm definitely hurting myself. And I feel like over the long term, from not sleeping every night, even if I catch up, sometimes it will hurt me.
Sometimes, even when students find the time to sleep, they can't actually fall asleep.
Probably takes anywhere between 15 and a half an hour for me to get to sleep because I'm just restless and thinking about things and, you know, just a lot of things running through the mind, so it takes a while for me to chill out.
Finally, I just had to ask the students how they feel when they wake up in the morning.
I wake up and I'm dragging my heels and I'm tired and I wish I'd gone to bed earlier. I'm thinking, I want to go back to bed.
I feel like a rock star when I wake up, but I don't feel rested.
Reporting on sleep patterns of students, I'm Marissa Torres, WRPR News.